Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind here on MSG, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, as we look back at the Giants' thrilling victory against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And to break it all down, as always, my co-host, Carl Banks. And Carl, obviously a little bit of a rocky start for the Giants in the first quarter. Opening drive, they get a field goal. Tampa gets a field goal. And the Giants have it first and goal at the two-yard line, and they're not able to get a touchdown in that situation. Had to settle for three again.
Well, you know, you look at it two ways. Were they able to get the ball in scoring position? Yes. But do you have to get sevens when you can? You do. In this league, you got to take the big points.
The Giants try a pass play to Will Beatty. He doesn't convert. They get nothing in the run game. Then Martellus Bennett drops a touchdown pass. What's the mindset of a team when you see opportunities being squandered?
Well, that's exactly what it is, opportunities being squandered. And then you go back and say you have to execute. We have to have these points. And when you have two of the three opportunities were legitimate opportunities, one of those has to result in a touchdown.
So the first quarter comes to an end with a 3rd and 17 for the Buccaneers, a draw play to DJ Ware. The Giants have a 6-3 lead. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return here on MSG to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.
It's time for this week's New York Presbyterian Amazing Play of the Game. We take you to the fourth quarter. Giants trailing by 8 on a 3rd down. Victor Cruz with the 80-yard catch and run for a touchdown. With the 2-point conversion, the Giants tied it up. That's this week's New York Presbyterian Amazing Play of the Game.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. So we start the second quarter. Giants lead the Bucs 6-3. The Giants start 1st and 10 on their own 11-yard line. Maybe some frustration from the first quarter not being able to get touchdowns. Eli Manning forcing a pass that leads to the Bucs taking the lead.
Manning back to throw. Slides left, throws it left, intercepted, underthrew it to Bennett, picked off by the linebacker. And that was a poor throw by Manning. Mason Foster with the pick. Jackson split left. Freeman's looking Jackson the whole way. Lobs it down the left sideline. Caught by Jackson. Touchdown.
Hey, great coverage. Dog.
Yes, sir.
Keep going. Hey, great throw. Great coverage all day.
Keep fighting. I had that. Keep fighting.
On a 3rd and 11, Vincent Jackson with a 29-yard touchdown. He's one of those difference makers, isn't he, Carl?
He absolutely is, especially when you know you have a defensive backfield that has some new players and you're playing against the best in the business. You've got to be able to have good angles from your safeties and very tight coverage from your cornerbacks.
Now, the Giants are reeling a little bit here because back in the first quarter when they had the ball at 1st and goal at the 2, they lost Dominic Hixon on a catch. He got knocked in the head. David Deal gets injured. Then after the Jackson touchdown, Ahmad Bradshaw goes out of the game. So suddenly they're running it and throwing it to Heinoski. And right now this is a pressure point in the game, isn't it, Carl?
Well, it was kind of one of those areas where you had to stabilize your offense. You knew that you couldn't overreact, but you had to get positive plays to stay in the game.
Giants are trying to get something going, facing a 3rd down in their own territory when once again the interception bug rears its ugly head.
Play clock at 3, Manning out of the gun. 4-man rush, steps up, throws one right, left, and it's intercepted. Threw it right to Brandon McDonald, running down the right sideline. 2nd pick by Manning. 2nd and 5 at the 8. Handoff, Martin tries to spin left and does. He's to the 5, to the pylon. Touchdown, Bucs. So twice Manning has thrown ill-advised passes, and both times the Bucs have scored touchdowns.
The Brandon McDonald interception sets up the Doug Martin 8-yard touchdown run. And Carl, like with the snap of a finger, the Giants find themselves down 17-6 at this point and really pressing as a football team.
Well, you're pressing because you didn't take advantage of your opportunities, not because you're just being outplayed. You know, bad judgments on passes, not executing when you have your opportunity. So you're saying, boy, it's getting late early and we better get focused.
So down 17-6, the Giants get the ball back and put together a very impressive drive in which they only face one third down, a third and two converted by Victor Cruz. So the two-minute warning comes, and on the first play after the two-minute warning, the Giants get right back in the game.
Manning takes the signals. Bucks were offside. Manning throws it right. He's got Knicks to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
My fourth season now, I kind of know Eli. He kind of knows me. We're just on the same page. Getting single coverage don't come that often for me, so, you know, they matched us up. You know, single coverage a lot, so me and Eli just took advantage of it.
So Akeem Nick's touchdown breathes some relief into the stadium, gets the Giants back in the game at 17-13. And then, Carl, the Giant defense comes out and gets a three and out and gets the offense the ball right back.
Well, again, both teams are both sides of the football, they're looking at, hey, look, we just got to button up the little things. We're close enough. We know what this team is all about. It's about execution. So defense came out, did fast work, gets the offense the ball back.
Yeah, 53 seconds to go. The Giants start on their own 25-yard line, and Eli Manning is moving the team. And you say to yourself, all right, third and two at the Tampa Bay 39-yard line, 23 seconds to go in the half. Maybe they get three, get within one, maybe even have the lead. Instead, disaster.
Manning out of a shotgun. Back to throw. His pass to the right. Intercepted. Picked off by Wright. He read the route and he's got the pick. Now Wright to the right sideline and he could go. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown Bucks.
My thing is turnovers. And, you know, it's like sticking a dagger right here. Sometimes there's an interception that the defense makes a spectacular play. Sometimes there's others. You know, I really think that the one that was run in for the touchdown there right before the half, that was a nice fake of a blitz, and then a guy dropping out of there, and it was a three-step drop, and I don't know if Eli even saw him, but you know, he takes it more seriously than I do, and. You know, I'm just glad to win and stand here, and even though we're minus one, we won the game.
Excellent play by Eric Wright. Carl, I guess it's disappointing that no one on the Giants could get him on the ground. He returns it for a touchdown.
Well, that kind of underscores the lack of focus at times by this offense. Bad decision. Well, actually a better play than it was a bad decision. I think they had the right play call for the blitz they were getting. The blitzer just stopped and made a good play on the football. But after that, it just seemed like the effort was just half-hearted to try to get him down, and he made it all the way to the end zone.
So to a chorus of boos, the Giants go to the locker room at the half, down 24-13. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return here on MSG to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.
Basically, he said, you know, it's time for you to go home, get your affairs in order, and we've done what we can do for you. And we came to the decision that we needed to come to New York Presbyterian. So I came to see Dr. Chabot for a second opinion, and the first thing he said to me changed everything. And he looked at me and he said, I looked at your tests. I know the other hospital said that you're inoperable, but the way I see it, you could be operated on. I believe that the thing that makes New York Presbyterian different from other hospitals is that the doctors, the staff, they're willing to take on the more difficult cases, the cases that other hospitals turn down. They attract those types of doctors, and they take on those types of cases.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. The third quarter starts with the Giants trailing the Bucks 24-13, Aurelius Ben takes the opening kickoff, 55 yards. Right away, Tampa gets a field goal. Giants get the ball back. They go three and out. Bucks get the ball. They get a couple first downs, have to punt. Carl, the Giants go on another long drive in which they have to settle for 3 points. And now you can really feel frustration, not only with the fans, but with the football team.
Well, you can, because they're getting what they want, except they're not executing and converting into 6 points. So it comes now time to focus. So we're getting, they're saying, we're getting our plays. We've just got to get the ball in the end zone. It didn't happen, but they stayed with it.
All right, so the Bucs get the ball back at their own 24-yard line. A pass to Vincent Jackson is incomplete. And then the Giants' defense finally makes a play to kind of change some of the momentum of this football game around.
Second and 10 for the Bucs from their own 24. Freeman back again. He's under pressure, backs away from it, throws it late over the middle, intercepted! Corey Webster gets the pick. Diving catch by Webster. He slipped and went down at the 35. And Corey Webster gives the team a little spark.
Well, you sparked it up, though. I ain't gonna lie, you sparked it up, though.
Corey Webster gets the interception, but Carl, as Corey said to Kenny Phillips on the play before, when Phillips laid into Vincent Jackson, he said, you know, way to go, way to get us going. Those are the kind of things that you need to spark a team.
Well, you really do. You need a guy to make a play just to get everyone focused again. And that play really kind of set the tone for the defense.
The final play of the third quarter is an 8-yard pass to Martellus Bennett. So after three, Giants still trailing 27-16. When we come back, we'll tell you about the wild fourth quarter after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. The Giants trail the Bucks 27-16 to start the fourth quarter. A big third down conversion on a pass to Akeem Nicks. But again, Carl, first and goal at the 5, and the Giants have to settle for a 24-yard field goal.
Well, again, they're getting what they want. They're just not getting the points. That kind of keeps you encouraged, because if you're not getting anything out of these drives, then you start to become deflated. But they're moving the football.
The field goal puts the Giants to within one possession, 27-19. It's an 8-point margin. The Bucs get the ball back. They convert on one third down. Giants get off the field. So it's the Giants back with the football, 7:41 to go in the game, starting at their own 12-yard line. Eli Manning, Andre Brown, little circle route for 8 yards. But then the Giants have an incomplete pass. So the Giants have a 3rd and 2 at their own 20-yard line. Cue up Mr. Big Play.
Manning calls the signals, and he's back to throw. He's under pressure. Now he's going to heave it downfield. He's got Cruz wide open. Makes the catch at the 40. He's to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants. And he does the salsa. Manning to Cruz. 80 yards.
You know, we've been running a similar play all day. And, you know, we sat on the sidelines. You know, next time they did that, you know, you could still just run right by the guy and widen and get to the sideline, and that's exactly what he did. He, you know, he saw the safety coming down to guard him. He ran right by him, widened, and you know, outran everybody. So just a big time play by him in a crucial situation when we needed a play, needed a touchdown, and he gave it to us.
Carl, it really is amazing. 5 touchdowns of over 65 yards last year, including the 99-yarder. A guy that wasn't drafted, but he's fast enough to beat the defense for 80 yards.
The beauty of Victor Cruz is he's in position to drop or catch footballs because he runs precise routes, and that makes up for a lack of speed. He understands angles better than any wide receiver, or as good as any wide receiver I've seen play this game. So he always finds himself open. He has a little subtle footwork. And when he gets the ball, he just runs faster than the guy who's chasing him.
Giants run the draw to Andre Brown for the 2-point conversion. So now, despite all the calamities in the first half, we're tied at 27. The defense does their job. Back to work they go. 3 and out for the Buccaneers. After an incomplete pass, 14 yards to Akeem Nicks, a 20-yarder to Martellus Bennett. And now the Giants are rolling. Big plays, and now the Giants take the lead for the first time in a long time.
Manning's back, pump fake. left, looks right, throws right, looking for Martellus Bennett, who makes the catch and is in for the touchdown. He jumped over the defender, McDonald, and Martellus Bennett has given the Giants the lead with 3:59 to go.
They brought me in here to make plays, and, you know, so they try to get me in, get me to make a couple early. I wasn't able to come through the way I should, and I finally able to make a play in the fourth quarter.
Well, Martellus Bennett with a tough 33-yard touchdown catch, Carl. And, you know, he had a couple drops for touchdowns earlier, but Eli didn't lose confidence in him.
Well, again, that's the perseverance of this offense. I mean, he didn't lose confidence in his receivers, and they didn't lose confidence in him. When they threw the ball, they each became part of the same team, a successful completion.
So MetLife Stadium's going crazy because the Giants have their first lead since it was 6-3. 3:59 to go in the game, though, and the Bucs get the ball back, and they go on an impressive drive led by quarterback Josh Freeman. And on a first and 10 at the Giants 41, the Bucs say, hold the party.
Freeman out of the shotgun set, has plenty of time, pumps deep down the left side for Williams into the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown. Mike Williams took it away from Tryon, and the Bucs have driven it downfield. An extra point ties it.
Mike Williams gets the game-tying touchdown. Carl, the coverage wasn't that bad from Justin Tryon.
Well, Justin played very good technique. What you have to understand is when you have a height disadvantage, you've got to be resourceful, and your number one goal is to make sure the receiver does not come up with the ball. Not the interception. So when you're undersized and you're going against a very talented wide receiver, once your technique is great, you've got to learn to propel those hands and get the ball out of there.
Break it up as opposed to going to the interception. But you know what? This is an Eli Manning kind of game. It's a shootout game now. And the Giants get the ball back and they start from their own 20-yard line with a minute 58 to go. And, of course, what does Eli do? Goes to one of his favorite targets for another big play.
Manning takes a low snap, has time, throws it down the right side. Nix has got it at the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's tripped up inside the 15 at the 14. 49 yards to Akeem Nix, who is eating Akeem Tlaib for lunch.
He goes out there with one day's practice and, you know, made an awful lot of plays in the game, plays that gave us opportunities, kept us in the game for a long time there. With the way he played, and you know, he's a great competitor. He loves to play, and of course, he loves to be in a game like this when the ball's in the air.
Manning calls out the signals, gives for Brown again. He's going to run left. It'll go in for the touchdown. Giants take it with 31 seconds.
You know, Andre comes to the park, and he's not sure what his role is going to be, because we had our plays for David, and of course Ahmad, and then. When Ahmad went down, Andre was on all kinds of special teams, and there he was going to be the primary back, and I thought he did very well.
Carl, obviously a great play by Akeem Nix, but more importantly, Eli Manning identifying again that there's going to be one-on-one coverage. He won the cat-and-mouse game with Rondé Barber and defensive coordinator Bill Sheridan.
Yeah, I think what they wanted to do is try to force a particular type of play. And, you know, once Eli Manning sees it a couple of times, he kind of understands, he and Kevin Gilbride, how they want to beat it. And they showed it to him one more time, and it was one time too many. They paid for it.
Yeah, and Andre Brown went down in the one, then he ran it in for the touchdown. 31 seconds to go, as Tom Coughlin said after the game, that should be enough time. And the Giant defense had to make one more play to seal it.
12 seconds to go. Freeman's back. Freeman flushed out of the pocket. Throws it middle of the field, high and late. Intercepted by Michael Boley. He sits down. Ball game over. Giants are going to win it.
It's a big win, especially after the first half playing poorly. You know, last week, not playing well. To kind of get back to that level of playing good football. And that second half was you know, really, really good. No punts, no turnovers. Can do some things better, obviously, but, you know, some big-time plays and stepping up when we needed it, that was fun to have.
Michael Boley gets his second interception of the season to pretty much seal the game for the Giants. Now, Carl, with 5 seconds to go, Giants go to their victory formation to take a knee, and the Tampa Bay Bucs decide that they are going to dive at the center trying to force a fumble. Some of the Buccaneer players after the game said, you know what, just doing what the coach said. Your thoughts on that play at the end of the game with 5 seconds?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. I think we all had the new rules of the NFL, and they gave us an 8-9 minute DVD that talked about one of the things they talked about is when a player declares himself down, and clearly a formation like that, you're declaring a play over, they're not to be hit. That play is over. They had, you know, a lot of time in the game to get the game won. That wasn't one of them.
So the Giants go to the locker room after that heated exchange between Coach Coughlin and Greg Schiano with a thrilling, exhilarating 41-34 win. Very happy Giant locker room as they get their first W of the season.
It's a great job of believing and a great job of fighting, man. Hey, well, there's a ton of things we know we can improve on and get better on, but we fought and we fought and we fought. We went out there down 2 scores. We made up the difference. We hung in there at the end. You kept fighting. And you got to win. We can make the corrections. If you play with your heart like you did today, the second half, you did not believe you were out of it, and you went out and won a football game that most would have said was gone. Okay? So congratulations to all of you. That's a hell of a job, man. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3,
team!
Good job, Zach. Good job, Ryan.
Carl, obviously a much-needed win on a day in which the Giants didn't play their best. Eli Manning, 510 yards passing, 605 yards of offense. They found a way to get it done. What does that say about this football team?
Well, it shows the perseverance of a team and the will of a team when there's no way that they should be winning given the turnover battle and all those different things. Like you say, they found a way or they made a way to win.
So the New York Giants victorious against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They open the season with a 1-1 record. On the road next in Carolina to take on the Panthers. We'll have that rewind for you next week here on MSG. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.